KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 22 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for continued partly cloudy skies today and a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report today there were a total of 5 arrests over the past few days. 2 people were arrested on assault charges. Authorities say at around 1:25 a.m. Saturday, 23-year-old Michael Ross of Creston was arrested in the 100 block of Elm Street, or North Elm, on a charge of causing bodily injury assault. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And at around 10:47 p.m. on Saturday, 24-year-old Austin Jones of Creston was arrested at his residence on charges of false imprisonment and domestic abuse assault, impeding the flow of air or blood. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $3,000 bond. Also arrested Saturday in Creston was 26-year-old Shanda Kyle of Creston. She was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear on a show cause hearing. Kyle was transferred to the custody of Adams County. Friday afternoon, 28-year-old Talee Jones of Creston was arrested at her residence on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on child support matters. Jones was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And at around 2 a.m. Sunday, 38-year-old James Block of Council Bluffs was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak Police today said no injuries were reported following a collision Friday evening. The accident happened around 4:50 p.m. at the intersection of West Cherry and North Broadway Streets. Officials say a 1999 VW Passat driven by 54-year-old Cynthia Wheeler of Red Oak was traveling south on Broadway when the vehicle was rear-ended by a 2005 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 51-year-old Brian Hulsing of Carroll and registered to BTH Enterprises Incorporated of Carroll. The VW had been stopping at a yellow light when it was hit. Damage from the collision amounted to $1,800. There were no citations issued. Elsewhere in state news, school board members from across Iowa talked about their priorities for the upcoming legislative session at the Association of the School Board's annual convention in Des Moines last week. IASB lobbyist Emily Piper said one priority is extending the 1 cent infrastructure tax. Another is making the funding that offsets the transportation costs for some districts permanent. Piper says large rural districts have faced mounting transportation costs.
They're spending more of their general fund dollars to actually get the student to the classroom than other districts are. And that means that there's fewer dollars available in the classroom for teachers, for curriculum, for textbooks, things like that.
She says making the money permanent would help in budgeting.
Because it is an annual appropriation, they can't really make the significant kind of changes in their budgeting that they'd like to. And number two, we'd like to see that amount increased that's invested in that transportation equity so that more districts can receive that assistance.
Piper says getting an equal amount of money from the state for each student in every district is another concern.
The legislature has started the process to equalize those districts by investing money into their into those districts to bring them up to the state cost per pupil, the actual state cost per pupil.
Mental health issues are another concern that Piper said the school boards are looking at trying to solve.
The challenge is, and there's a lot of folks looking at a lot of different angles on mental health, is how do we get resources into the schools, into the, you know, help those students in need? How do we identify those students in need without incurring a huge financial cost to the state or the district? So we'll be looking at some options to increase the use of telemedicine to bring providers to the students rather than having the students go to providers.
Upping the amount of overall state aid rounds out the priorities of the IASB members. Piper says schools were thankful to be spared from recent budget cuts.
We were fortunate to receive new money when many areas of the budget were being cut. Having said that, if you're a district with declining enrollment, and the majority of our districts are in declining enrollment, these levels of funding at 1%, 1.25%, whatever we end up with, is not enough to keep, is not enough to sustain those schools, and they're really struggling.
Emily Piper says the school districts and school boards have had good conversations with lawmakers, and she's hopeful that they'll be able to see the priorities become reality when the legislature meets again for the next session. Well, a former Northeastern Iowa high school teacher arrested in April for being drunk at work has had his teaching license suspended. On Friday, the Daniel Reisner's license was suspended for 2 years by the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners. He must complete at least 15 in-person class hours of an ethics course before his license is reinstated. And Reisner received a written reprimand. Reasoner was arrested at the West Central High School in Mayard by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office after officials reported a teacher possibly under the influence of alcohol. Deputies determined that he had a blood alcohol level above the legal limit to drive and was charged with first offense public intoxication. Democrats who will be serving in the Iowa House next year met Saturday and elected State Representative Todd Pritchard of Charles City as their new leader.
The message was unity, let's work together as a team, move the state forward. We're looking to work with Republicans where we can, in ways that we can. We're looking to stand on principle when we disagree.
And Pritchard was reelected to a fourth term in the Iowa House this month. He's replacing Mark Smith of Marshalltown as House Minority Leader. Smith did not seek reelection as a leader after Democrats picked up suburban seats in the Des Moines area that were held by Republicans, but failed to win enough races to regain majority control of the Iowa House. Republicans have held majority seats in the Iowa House since 2011. Pritchard rejects the idea that he's been elected to help Democrats rebuild the party in rural Iowa.
This isn't an urban-rural job. This is an all-Iowa job, and so we're looking to connect to people wherever they are.
Pritchard put 40,000 miles on his car traveling the state before abandoning his campaign for governor in the fall of 2017 and seeking re-election to the House instead. He says he'll ask his fellow House Democrats to travel the state as well.
I've got to have a collaborative effort from a team of Democrats, and I think, you know, when we engage all of our resources of people, people will be impressed with what the Democrats offer and what we stand for.
Pritchard, who is an attorney, is also a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserves with tours of duty in Kuwait, Iraq, and Egypt. He's among four men and two women who were elected to leadership roles for Democrats in the Iowa House next year. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley learned this week that he'll be, or last week's actually, that he'll become the Senate President pro tempore in January. That means he'll be third in line to the presidency behind the Vice President and the Speaker of the House. Grassley says it also means that he'll need to get used to having security detail around the clock.
And it's people that I just do not have around me. But when you got a constitutional responsibility and you're in line to be a successor to the President of the United States, the law requires, in some cases, the Secret Service, but more often the Capitol Police, give you security.
If elected to the position after the new Congress is sworn in, Grassley will become just the second Iowan to serve as President pro tem in the Senate. Albert Cummins was the 18th governor of Iowa before serving in the U.S. Senate, where he was President pro tem between 1919 and 1925. The current President pro tempore of the Senate is Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, and he plans to retire on January 3rd.
If you would look at the number of people in the last 100 years that have been President pro tem of the Senate, most of them have been either the oldest member of the Senate, and in recent years, 80 or even 90 years old when Strom Thurmond was president pro tem. And even, I think that would apply to Byrd when he was president pro tem and died here about 10 years ago. I think he was 92 at that time. So I'm 85. I'm kind of a younger president pro tem.
This past week, Grassley also announced his intention to give up the chairmanship of the Senate Judiciary Committee to become chair of the Finance Committee. Authorities say police officers have rescued a woman who had fallen through the ice on a pond while trying to retrieve her dog. The Clear Lake Fire Department said in a news release that 28-year-old Kelsey Bonke went onto Fieldstone Pond to get her dog a little after 3:30 p.m. Saturday. Bonke then broke through the thin ice into the chilling water. Police officers who were first on the scene pulled her out. She was taken to Mercy Medical Center, North Iowa, in Mason City for treatment. It's unclear whether her dog also fell in. And authorities say a man was injured in a fire that destroyed a detached garage at his home in Cedar Rapids. Firefighters were dispatched to the residence a little before 4 p.m. on Saturday. Linn County Sheriff's Office's Aaron Wyatt was working on a vehicle in the garage when the blaze broke out. He was taken to St. Luke's Hospital. The sheriff's office said the fire was contained to the garage, but the vehicle and the garage were a total loss. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.